Proverbs chapter 16. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all things for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though hand in hand he shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth iniquity is purged. By the fear of the Lord men depart from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresses not in judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speak right. The wrath of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, but his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that has it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth, and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. He that labors for himself, for his mouth craves it of him. An ungodly man digs up evil, and in his lips there is a burning fire. An obstinate man sows strife, and a whisperer separates chief friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him into the way that is not good. He shuts his eyes to devise rebellious things. Moving his lips, he brings evil to pass. The gray head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord.